Whenever you're ready, Commissioner McPherson.
Okay, I will call this meeting to order at 6:01 p.m. in the City Council Chambers, February 4th, 2026. Jessica, would you take the roll, please?
Chairman Taylor Tibbetts, Vice Chairman Amber Bothwell, Commissioner Greg McPherson.
Here.
Commissioner Amy Menguez.
Here.
Commissioner Freddie Wheeler.
Here.
Okay, I would entertain a motion to adopt the agenda. It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Consent agenda. There is two items on there, some expenses from the attorney services and minutes of our last URA meeting in November. Okay, it's been moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
They all said yes. Motion carries. Item four, new business, consideration to approve draft annual report and set a public hearing date to receive public comments and publish public hearing notice. Jessica Hall.
Good evening, commissioners. For the record, Jessica Hall, agency secretary, 751 West 4th Street, CUNA. So nothing really to point out about the annual report. It's something we are required to do every year by law. Just gives a pretty high level rundown of what the agency did the previous year. I did make an update to the packet. The only changes that were made to that in draft annual report was verbiage, some dates. Thank you to our attorney for letting me know, hey, you missed this. So unless there's any other questions, that's all I have for you. And then I had recommended a public hearing date of March 4th, 2026, which is our next regularly scheduled meeting for approval of the actual report so that I can have it filed.
Okay. March 4th works for me, so.
I will be out of town.
You'll be out of town, okay. So as long as we have a quorum, we can still approve that. So if you guys would like to use one of the two potential motions there at the bottom of the item.
I move to approve the draft annual report, set a public hearing date of March 4th, 2026, and direct Secretary Hall to publish the public hearing notice.
Second that.
Thank you. It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. So I guess you know Taylor was gone tonight and Amber resigned. So
I guess I didn't know Amber resigned.
It just happened today.
Well, I'll bring it up on the record on item 7.
Oh, okay. There you go. So that's why we were like, well, we got to make sure Taylor's going to be here for that if she's already committing to be gone. So
got it.
No big deal.
Sorry.
Okay, item 5, discussion update, legislative update, Jessica Hall.
All right, so the Idaho Economic Development Association that we are a part of does a legislative tracker for the whole region, you know, our region every year. So right now I am watching House Bill 0537, which amends Idaho Code 74-203 and would require all public open meetings of governing bodies provide an opportunity for public comment either in person or remotely via phone, video, or internet-based method. It also sets specific rules for notice of access and comment options, how to handle disruptions, prohibiting advanced submission requirements, and ensuring reasonable timed comment periods while exempting special meetings. It would take effect July 1st, 2026. Basically, this would just allow for a standing agenda item for the public to come in and make comment, just like how it has a standing item on our city council agenda. It's just an opportunity for somebody to say, hey, this is a concern I had or a question I had, as long as it's not pertaining to something that's already on our docket. And they have that opportunity to speak for 3 minutes. And then I don't have all the fine details yet, but as they become available or if it passes, I will let you guys know. That's all I have.
I have to back to agenda, sorry. Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. Any questions for Jessica?
I don't have any.
Sounds like the State House is doing this year up there, according to Chris Bruce. He gave us a little update in council last night. And some of the bills are coming out with, and some of the stuff he's just like, what?
There's one about HOAs can't tell people they can't have chickens.
Oh, yeah, I heard that one.
No kidding.
They're doing that in Star.
Yeah, I think we're up to 55 bills already, not including, like, we're talking about just House bills, nothing else.
Yeah.
55 already, so.
Wow.
Jeez.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It'll be an interesting year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some interesting stuff.
I think they're trying to do away a lot with the HOAs. They're trying to finagle anything anymore. I think they're hard for people to press them, but now they're really giving pushback to a lot of stuff. So, And some HOAs, like Falcon Crest, are outrageous. So.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, our old one, well, my old house, I would literally be, like, mowing my lawn in the summer. The gal would walk by, pull in her wagon with her kid in the back, stop in front of your house with a pad of paper, and
no
take notes. She'd be like, can you just tell me what you're putting on there, and I'll just get it fixed now? Nope, you'll get a formal letter. And she'd
what
turn and walk off.
Wow.
Jeez.
Lots it, of power for
that's
little
That's really nice neighborly.
Yeah. Her and the neighbor got into it, and he paid her in nickels, dimes, and pennies 1 year.
I've heard those stories before. Here's your wheelbarrow full of pennies.
Dropped a 5 gallon bucket on her front door and said, I'd like a receipt, please. You can count it later, but it's all there.
That happened here. Somebody paid their utility bill in change, so now there's actually an ordinance that you cannot pay more than X amount of money in change for your bill because they put it in the night box.
And it was like it was one of, like they did it spitefully,
like
it
a couple $100 in change,
oh, geez, yeah.
Oh.
And the night drop.
Yeah. Wow!
Oh
my goodness!
Wow!
That's right. There's always one.
Yep.
But our residents are generally pretty great.
Yeah.
Jeez.
No resolutions. Board comments, questions, concerns.
So, Commissioner Amber Bothwell was required to resign effective immediately this morning. She has taken on a new job, and her schedule will not allow her to be dedicated to the agency, so she let us know that she's going to have to step down. We will go ahead and put out a call for commissioners, like we usually do. That will be shared on the city's website, the social media pages. If you guys have anybody that you think would be a great fit that lives within Ada County and city limits, anybody that you think would really want to dedicate their time. This is one of the easier agencies to do that with. We meet 6 times a year, sometimes 7. So it's a easier volunteer position, but it's a way to get involved. So just let those folks know.
They only have to live in our impact area, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's pretty broad.
Yeah, it's very broad.
Minus the 5,000 acres we took out last night. But
correct. Correct.
That was just rattlesnakes and birds anyway. So
right. Yeah. So if you know somebody and you're not sure if they're still in the ACI after we updated it, just let me know and I'll check their address for you. But send them my way. But hopefully we'll be able to put that up by the end of the week.
Okay.
Cool.
Perfect. Anything else? Okay.
Are we okay with? I didn't realize that there were some issues with the date. Is that okay, or do we need to revisit that?
No, March 4th is fine.
Okay, because I'm good to be there, I guess, but we just don't know if Taylor.
Hinges on Taylor, but we'll
set
it for that.
We'll put some pressure on him.
He can't, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, if for some reason we won't have a quorum, then we will go ahead and reschedule.
Okay.
Okay.
Perfect. Okay, well, if nothing else, then meeting is adjourned. We almost did it in 10 minutes. Not quite.